KwaZulu Natal Police Commissioner Lieutenant General Nhlanhla Mkhwananzi recently went public with the explosive allegations accusing Tsunu and other top officials of working hand in hand with criminal syndicates.
This syndicate involves, amongst others, politicians who are currently serving in Parliament. The law enforcement officers include the members of the South African Police Service, the Metro Police, and Correctional Services. They include prosecutors in Gauteng province, the judiciary, and all these are controlled by the drug cartel, as well as business people in that province of Gauteng. This act, of course, undermines the criminal justice system in this country.
South Africa continues to grapple with some of the highest crime rates in the world, plagued by rampant gun violence, armed robberies, gender-based violence, and gang-related activity. According to the latest quarterly crime statistics, more than 6,200 murders were recorded between January and March of this year, an average of 70 murders per day. Many perpetrators are never arrested, and those who are often evade justice due to poor investigations or prosecutorial failures, only to retain and terrorize their communities once again. These allegations come amid record low public confidence in law enforcement. Speaking shortly after returning from the BRICS summit in Brazil earlier this week, President Ramaphosa called the reports deeply troubling and announced the dismissal of Mr. Mtunu along with the formation of an independent commission of inquiry.
South Africans are concerned about corruption and the rise of criminality in our country, which manifests itself in the killing of innocent people, gender-based violence, gang violence, kidnappings, construction mafia criminality, and in many other ways. These allegations, if proven true, threaten to undermine the confidence of South Africans in the ability of the South African Police Service to protect them and to effectively fight crime and corruption. These allegations, therefore, call for an urgent and comprehensive investigation.
But opposition parties say President Ramaphosa's actions don't go far enough. The Democratic Alliance, South Africa's second largest party, argues that several ministers facing serious allegations of corruption remain in office, underscoring what they say is a broader failure to hold officials accountable. John Steyn-Huisen is the DA leader.
The other question that remains unanswered is around the others in the cabinet who have very, very serious charges hanging over their heads, but who remain in their positions. And I think a lot of South Africans are going to be asking themselves this evening, what is now the new measure that is used to determine whether people remain or not in the cabinet? Yes, Minister Mtunu this evening has now been suspended, but we have others around the cabinet table with serious question marks hanging over their heads. And I think South Africans are right to be asking the question, well, what about the others in the cabinet?
Meanwhile, Parliament has launched its own investigation into alleged organized crime networks operating within the state. Ian Cameron, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Police, says the state capture of law enforcement is nothing new, highlighting long-standing concerns over corruption and criminal infiltration within the police force.
For us to reach this level of criminality, and specifically with regards to organized crime, the only way to get there is essentially through serious state involvement. You know, specific stakeholders in government playing a role to facilitate organized criminal activity. We are also now the third highest ranked country in Africa with regards to criminality.
William Welsey, a former senior police official, now with the Institute for Security Studies, warns that if these allegations are not fully investigated and prosecuted, South Africa risks descending into even greater instability.
What you see on grassroots level, as you indicated, on social level, the media as well, the general public is fed up of corruption, fed up of crime. It really affects everyone. So if they detect that there's no seriousness by the government and by the president to really address this thing, I think there might be some challenges.
As the investigations unfold, South Africans are left waiting for answers, not just about one minister, but about the entire system that many fear may be working hand in hand with organized crime. For KPFA in Grahamstown, Eastern Cape, South Africa, this is Garikai Chaunza reporting.